Peace and blessings, everybody. You're listening to the Good Brother Experience, where it is I, the good brother, the original black man. I am Reek. What you doing? How you doing? How you been? For starters, drink that water. Secondarily, rate, review, and subscribe to my show. The more ratings you leave, the more everything you leave, actually, the more lit I become. Last but not least, if you would like to email me at goodbrotherexperience@yahoo.com. Once again, it is goodbrotherexperience@yahoo.com. You know, I've been checking the emails lately, and y'all haven't emailed me a goddamn thing. So, you know, I got to do my due diligence to get my viewership back up. I was taking a hiatus, then I was back on deck. Took a hiatus, then I was back on deck. I'm back on deck on some consistent shit. You know what I mean? Now let's state the elephant in the room. It's my birthday! Ooh. Ooh. It's going down in a major way. You understand me, boy? Buere? Brethren? Your man is 33 years old. Would you look at that? You know how I knew I was going to have a good birthday week? I was in the supermarket earlier this week, and as I was shopping, something caught my eye. It caught it, God damn it. Couldn't believe it, with a catcher's mitt. It caught my eye in a way that I don't think anything has caught my eye in a little while. And the thing that caught my eye was pink pineapple. Are you familiar with this? So I was in Uncle Giuseppe's, and, you know, I'm just moseying along, doing my 1-2, and I just veered to the right, and I was like, what is this? I don't remember watermelon chunks being this small. Then as I zoomed in, that thing said pink pineapple. So you know I had to cop it. And that shit was delicious. Now, it's very possible that it tastes just like regular pineapple. It's very possible that I'm making all of this up. And there was no discernible difference in taste. However, because I fed into the propaganda, and because I think I fed into the marketing scheme, I have, in fact, made myself believe that that was the best thing I've ever tasted. That shit was sweet. It had a certain level of zing to it, the same way pineapples do, but it just had just that extra, the extra sweet thing that I was really feeling in a major way. So shout out to Pink Pineapples and the makers of it. I'm pretty sure y'all are the same people that made broccoli, the same people that made everything that's man-made, the same people that made tilapia and, you know, farm-raised salmon and all that kind of shit. Very possible that I ate some poison, but it is what it is. But as a reflection on my birthday, I don't know, man. Matter of fact, I do know. I have it in my mind, poignant things that I wanted to address. For one, I wanted to shout out myself, you know. I do believe that a lot of people in my situation would have crumbled. A lot of people would have succumbed to the depression. A lot of people would have succumbed to the fact that they had no discernible direction, so that would have led them to do things that's detrimental to their health. But I stood strong. I maintained a path. And, you know, I know I've said this on the last few episodes, but I just want to say this now. As a man in this country, you know, you're told things. You need to get your shit together. Why ain't you making no money? You know, you need to get up off your ass. Yo, you need to put bacon and bread on the table. You are wasting your life if you are not committed to doing something that can generate the most money. And, you know, you hear these things about, you know, get your shit together, get your act together, you know what I mean, man the hell up. And I did just that, you know, with the help of my supporting cast. You know, we put our heads together and I found some steady employment. You know, a salaried position. Well, they camouflage it like it's a salaried position. You know, they really pay you hourly, but, you know, they don't tell you that when you're in the interview. They just tell you what you make a year to make you feel more important, which I respect, actually. It's a good tactic. So, you know, I've got my pseudo salaried position. You know, I've found another way to generate some commerce in the interim to pay all my bills. I've written a financial sheet down and I'm checking off boxes, you know, on a monthly basis, just to ensure that I'm staying on the right path in regards to getting my act in order. You know, I'm doing all these things simultaneously, you know, planning a party, doing improv comedy, doing my own comedy in regards to Reed Grant, doing this show, going on other people's shows, you know, still have my toe dipped in the modeling spectrum, you know, losing weight, getting in shape, trying to make as much money as I can. I know I said that before, but I think I just have to reiterate that. And while doing all this simultaneously, I didn't crumble and I didn't fold. You know, I don't have the crux that a lot of people have of just being able to go to their parents or, you know, having that brain trust to put them in the right direction. It's literally me. It's my aunt. Can't take nothing away from her. It's me. It's my aunt. And Google. And that's it. You feel me? When I'm depressed, it's me that's owning up to that depression. When I'm sad, it's me owning up to that sadness. When I'm perplexed, it's me owning up to that confusion. And as I sorted through everything in my life, with women lying to me, women making it seem like they have my back. And, you know, there's definitely times to where you sit there and you're vulnerable to people that you shouldn't have been vulnerable with because you're in a vulnerable position. And they'll just take advantage of that. Whether it's giving you words of encouragement, giving you a false sense of hope that they're going to be there for you while they're only just operating in self-interest. Or they look at you like making a donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. You know, you're just a charity case that they feel sorry for temporarily. Whether it's a friend that made it seem as though they had my back when they really didn't. When they made it seem as though we had a stronger rapport than we really had. All these type of things happening. And I didn't veer off as hard as I could have. I still maintain my integrity. I still maintain my nobility. I still maintain my focus. I still maintain my strength. I still maintain my smile because I still got my side tooth. Fuck is you talking about? You think I'm about to lose teeth? The original? Lose the teethus? Absolutely not. I've done all these things successfully and I'm doing nothing but taking things to the top because I now understand that it's my race to run. You know, I have friends that are millionaires. I have friends that are 100,000-aires making 3 times my salary as of right now. And I'm going to get there because I've never felt this focused. You know, me being 33, you know, this is the last year of me being in my early 30s. Like I'm a real adult now, you know. That's, you know, no longer my 20s. I'm not 30, 31, 32. I didn't just get here. You know, I'm in my 30s now, you know. And so many things are so evident now. The path I need to be on. The type of people I need to talk to. The type of people I need to excommunicate out of my life. The people that will only fuck with you under the guise that you do what they want you to do. And the moment that you stop doing what they want you to do, all of a sudden they act different towards you. Or they're quick to act different towards you as some type of training mechanism. And they use their feelings to weaponize you feeling guilty about something. So they won't physically hurt you, but when they start feeling a way, that will just get you on order. Because one, you feel sorry for them. Or two, you just want to maintain that relationship with them. And as long as you don't tick them off, as long as you don't do something that makes them feel uncomfortable, the moment that you do something that they may disagree with, they change who they are towards you dramatically. I can't be around those people. I cannot. I will not. Because of my nature. The moment I feel as though I'm being backed into a corner, the moment I feel as though I'm being trained in any capacity, the moment I feel as though there's some micro-bullying happening, you know, that's the more aggressive that I become. And now my energy that's supposed to be channeled towards progression is now channeled towards aggression. And why am I going through that? You know, if I live my life again, I'll be 66 years old. You feel me? And then, you know what I mean? How many people do you know made it to 90? Like, life is short, yo. And I recognize this OD, which is why I'm going to Charlotte in the first place. By the time you listen to this, I'll be on the road. I'll be traveling. It'll be me, my sunglasses, my earrings, my smile, my splendor, everything under the sun. And it's crazy when you start thinking about things that you could have changed when you were younger. And I'm happy that I feel the sense of enlightenment at 33. And, you know, it didn't take me until 40 or 50 or 60. You know, I have relatives and older people in my life that, you know, when you speak with them, you know, they're just filled with regret. They're filled with, you know, just overall sorrow that they didn't make better decisions when they were younger. And although that I'm not a young man, well, it depends on who you ask, but although I'm in my mid-30s, things haven't become more clear about what really needs to matter. Generating sources of income matters. Strengthening relationships that are worthwhile matters. You know, strengthening my belief system. Strengthening my relationship with God. And doing everything. Strengthening my own body. You know, taking myself more seriously. Not being so quick to quit. That shit is trash, man. And it's just feeling as though I just need to adjust for other people. And like, oh, we're not doing this? Okay, fine. Let's not do it then. Let's just do something that will benefit y'all. Or, oh, that makes you feel a way? Let me stop doing what I'm doing that makes me happy because it doesn't make you happy. And as long as you're happy, I'm happy. You can't live that way, man. And to everyone out there that's been sending me love, sending me words of encouragement, that's been in my corner, you have no idea how much I appreciate you. Like, I can't even verbalize how important you've been in my life the past 3 years. Yeah, 21, 22, 23, as far as 2020 is concerned. You know, there's been so many shifts. I shifted when I turned 30. I shifted when COVID, you know, hit the streets. I shifted when my mom passed away. I've just been shifting. And with each shift, I just feel this sense of growth and development, something that I wouldn't have felt if I didn't go through those experiences. You know, the month after my grandmother and my mother passed away, I hopped into a Dodge Charger. I drove 5 hours. I went to Florida, drove 5 hours, and picked my father up from prison, somebody who I haven't seen in 18 years, as a free man. And we both looked at each other as men that just lost their moms in the same month. And our relationship with him has been spectacular. And, you know, after the funeral of my mother, you know, my relationship with my family members have strengthened. And, you know, my relationship with my friends have strengthened. You know, I keep pretty much consistent communication with everybody who I consider a friend of mine. And I really made it to 33, son. I made it this year as a man with gainful employment to help fund his dreams. I come to you as a man who has dreams, who has ambitions, who has goals, that's motivated. And I was not this way last year. I was not this way 2 years ago. But I'm here now. I still have my hairline. Again, just for the people that might have just tuned in, or you might have just zoned me out because, you know, you got me in the background while you're doing work. I have my side tooth. I have these things. I have a cologne collection. I can do sets of 50 squats. I can do push-ups. I'm healthy. My lung is good money. I no longer need that surgery. Things is happening for me. Finally, things are happening to benefit me. The sky, although it still continues to fall because I'm going through transmission issues and I'm going to be without a car for a month, which is dirt, man. You know what they told me? One, I learned that each car company is independently owned. If you didn't know that before, you know that now. So when you go to a car dealership and they're on that fuckery, it's because of the independent management style of that particular company. So don't think it's just like the conglomerate, like this is how all the dealerships are. That's how that dealership is. And the dealership I'm fucking with now is just full of bitch-ass niggas. Niggas told me that they need permission from corporate, which takes 2 weeks to operate on my car. Then an additional 2 weeks to work on my car. So that is a month that I'm supposed to go without a car. And they told me they don't have any loaner vehicles available. So now I got to do all these things. I got to call corporate. I got to speak to a case manager. I got to get a case number. I have to have an extensive conversation with the case manager and do all of these things. And that's not going to stop me. Because nothing up to this point has stopped me. I've been jumped. Them niggas didn't stop me. Punched both of them niggas in the face. Boop, 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 bow. With no formal fighting training. I just hit you with onomatopoeias like it's Batman. Boop, boop, beep, bop, boop, bop. Flip, lip, quap. Now, I mean, that was my punches. Releasing from my forearm, bicep, and my shoulder simultaneously. Boop, boop, bow. You understand? If I'm doing nothing, and the reason why, if I do nothing, I just want to be a symbol of resilience to all of you. To show you that, you know, I'm not famous in the slightest, but you can do it. Look at me. I'm a man in the depths of Long Island, living with his aunt, chasing dreams and facing the reality that things are not easy. You can do this too. And one more thing that you can do is you can donate to this Cash App because I need more money. $REEK17. It's in the bio. Help the birthday boy get lit in Charlotte. I'm a cop a bottle. I'm going to give you the recap on Monday because y'all are my people. I'm going to let y'all know how Charlotte went. I'm going to let you know how I'm feeling. I'm going to give you some highlights about what I did over the weekend. And wish me a safe drive, man. You know, I'm battling the elements. It's Reek versus America all over again. You know, whenever I touch the open road, I feel enriched. I feel like I'm riding in purpose. And, you know, believe it or not, I would have no discernible purpose if it wasn't for you guys. You guys continue to listen to me, continue to comment, share my show, tell people that I exist, man. You know, let me be a symbol of hope and resilience for other people. So many people are hitting me with opportunities in regards to stand-up comedy, and I'm getting into time with comedians and Tubi actors, and you know, this is the year that I take things to the top and really take my life seriously and not just go through the rigmarole of just wake up, go to work, go home. Wake up, go to work, go home. Wake up, oh, let's go to a play, go home. Wake up, chill with my girlfriend, go home. Oh, let's stay home. Oh, let's go out. And then 20 years go by and I haven't really done much. I'm going to do everything that my heart desires because I'm taking ownership of my life while I'm here. And if I do nothing else, I want to challenge all of you guys to do the same thing. Take that trip. Go see that person. Call that person on the phone and squash that argument. You know, how long have you spoke to such and such? Send the text out. Send the call out. Send the email out. A Facebook post. Anything. Increase your correspondence. Stop being so unlinkable. People love you. And you just sit there like, oh, they're not hitting me, so I'm not hitting them. What kind of existence is that? We're all in this together. If you see somebody living foul and you have an idea as to how they can stop living foul, offer that person an idea. Call that person up and invite them to your house to have drinks. Do these things, man. This shit is important. I love all of you. Have an incredible weekend. Happy birthday to me. Peace and blessings. Pass the dressing. And I'll speak to you guys soon.